Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are. And for those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you are always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, we're so grateful and so thankful that you care to be in a place and space where you are consistently receiving and knowing that you are going to receive that which can inspire you, motivate you, put you in a place and space where you remember how blessed you are with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. Coming to a point and place where we realize that, yes, there's always and there has always been a lot going on. The issue is knowing that in the midst of the going on, there has been that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To realize that in our now moment, we are literally in the realm of eternity, held in the ever-embracing arms of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And yes, I am the one to remind you to breathe that in, to really come to a point and place where you are reminding yourselves of how blessed you absolutely are with each and every breath. And every beat of your heart, you will never have anything greater than yourself. And there's nothing that you can do that is greater than being in the integrity of the truth of the life that and the light that you should be as a vessel of the intelligence of existence and the gift that you have been given through the lineages through whom you represent and your talents, your skills, your abilities, that which the Creator has gifted you and allowed you to really access. But you in this now moment may be dealing with some grief. You may be dealing with some insecurity. You may be dealing with some fear. You may be dealing with some diagnosis, some degree of sickness, illness, or dis-ease. And I'm here to tell you that your body should be sanctuary and temple. And the methodology of a system of oppression is to make sure that your body has been violated, corrupted, polluted, that your bloodstream has been turned into a sludge stream. And we're in a now moment where you realize that you can accomplish whatever you will, but you cannot walk in the greatness and the truth of who you are and not be in alignment with the perfect and divine functioning of your body. See, the body is the vessel. The spirit is here for a time. And while we're here to increase the frequency of the life currency. We're here to be in the conscientiousness and the knowing of being afloat in a ocean of cosmic consciousness and being immersed in nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence. You understand? So you cannot be in America, but you are in absolute and supreme intelligence. And that absolute and supreme intelligence is beating your heart and it's breathing you and is the life currency within you. But when we have been fed like kids with hot dogs and hamburgers and steaks and fries and all of this, then it slows the frequency down. It puts us in a place where we're not as grateful. We can't have the levity of thought that is required in order for us to really exalt the truth consistently, daily, intentionally. And so I am reminding us that this time is a very sacred time. It's a very special time. It's a time where we have planetary support if we will care to listen, to be in a place and space where you are consistently growing and unfolding, getting stronger day by day in greater degrees of discipline. And see, you have discipline to do what you want, but the issue is that the discipline to do as God wants, the Creator wants, is a different thing. You understand? You will do what you think you need to do to generate money, to clean up and whatnot. But I'm saying that we are here on divine mission. And that divine mission is in exalting the intelligence of existence as all there is to create for this time, this now moment, the harmony of the whole of existence itself. That means beyond all borders, beyond all of the demarcations, beyond sex and nation and race and gender and preference and ethnicity and all of that. We all are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and now is our time to acknowledge the oneness that there is. So that we're not divisive, so that we're not fighting each other, so that we're not in a place and space where there is so much war going on. You understand? So the intelligence of existence is so intelligent, it's gifted itself to everybody, but everybody has not committed unto it. Everybody has not committed to walking in the light of the truth of themselves. Everybody has not committed to being a clear, clean vehicle and vessel of love, light, wisdom, and truth. And you see, if we commit to that, now we can commit to a job, you can commit to a lifestyle, you can commit to a status, you know, you can commit to a lot of things, but to that which is beating your heart and breathing you, to that which animates you and sustains you, to that which is your security beyond all circumstances and situations, to really commit to the source of our being, if we do that, then it creates degrees of harmony, particularly where we have an understanding that the commitment requires the cleansing. It requires us to realize how perfectly and divinely designed we are, and to realize that no body is designed to consume the flesh of dead animals, or the aborted fetuses of chickens, or the pus and mucus of cows, or artificially colored and flavored and NutraSweet and aspartame and Equal and all of the shelf stabilizers and chemical things. We are not to be garbage cans. And so the body really requires the cleansing. And so for those of you who hear me consistently, you say, oh, well, she always talks about this. Yes, because y'all keep doing the same stuff. You understand? Y'all keep buying this stuff. You keep you keep eating this stuff. You keep, you know, feeding it to your children. It's like, no, it's a consistent conversation, because the corporate deities of death have been empowered by a free enterprise system that, you know, facilitating the capitalistic agenda that requires enslavement. And it's the escalation of a world conquering rampage that was started eons ago and that has morphed now into genocide, depopulation, and zero population. And then the systems of government, as we have previously known them, have been supportive of it. The church has been supportive of it. The educational system is supportive of it. You understand? Our culture, the culture here, you know, people talk about, oh, it's a cult, it's a cult. No, y'all are in a death cult. You understand? And the church is a part of it. The educational system is a part of it. And the socialization perpetuates it. For there to be legal licensing for businesses that have products and specialize in products that undermine your cellular functioning, whether it's the hookah lounges, the cigar lounges, the vape shops, the alcohol package stores, and all of this. And so, yes, the society is saying is that you have the right to kill yourself if you like to, and we're going to profit off of it. We're going to make killing yourself seem like it's chic. We're going to have all of our stars and whatnot on television smoking and drinking and doing all kinds of things so that the populace will follow suit. And so to be that gullible, to be in a place and space where your children are sitting on Saturday morning cartoons and looking at advertising of artificial colors, artificial flavors, Blue Lake dye, and all of these, and fancy drinks and packagings, and have all of these characters that are celebrating their right to be poisoning these children. You understand, it's time for us to raise up. It's time for us to really care. It's time for women all over to come to a point where we will no longer participate. The participation in it, the support of it, is what has to stop. And it's just as easy as changing your mind. You understand? You be on your way to do something, right? And then you say, okay, well, I've changed my mind. So change your mind about that. Change your mind about feeling entitled to do that which undermines yourselves and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Change your mind about thinking that this is good to give your children that which is going to create deficit in their capacity for creative thought. You understand? Change your mind from thinking that these colored things and all of these sweet treats and all of these flower products are something good for you and your ones and your family members to be consuming, because it makes everybody feel good when you see everybody really isn't feeling good, because the waste that they're holding is literally sucking the life force out of them. We're in a place and space where we have to connect the dots between the methodology of our oppression and our cellular liberation, so that we understand the political agenda that has been in effect all of this time to secure your demise, to put you in a place where you're being herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, and disease. And the insurance companies are the modern day slave traders and whatnot, so that we're having to realize that just because you had the cyst cut out doesn't mean you're healed. Just because you had the cancer treated with chemo and radiation does not mean that you're healed. Just because you had the prostate removed or your breasts removed or your uterus removed or your tonsils or your appendix or your gallbladder or your thyroid, just because you had those things removed does not mean that you are the epitome of health. And so the consistent commercialism and advertising of all of that, that is just pure garbage. And then after the garbage commercials, then they advertise all of the allergy medicines and headache medicines and the gas and flatulence things and all of these things that come as a result of you eating all this stuff. And I'm saying, we do not have to participate with this. And if you're not feeling well, stop eating. If you're not feeling well, then open up the bowel. Make sure that they're moving. If you're not feeling well and you're prone to headaches and depression, then make sure you're getting some water, some exercise, some fresh air outside. Make sure that you're getting centered and you are just remembering how divinely blessed you are. I'm just saying is that we have to center to realize the blessing, but we have to honor. And we haven't really been taught what honoring is. To cherish and to treasure that which you are. And to respect and appreciate those who remind you of how precious and how beautiful you can become. What we see in the ditches and valleys of degradation through the process of adulteration, being fed like kids, in the distortion and dysfunction where boys don't want to wear their pants up, sisters want to have their dresses all up. You understand? It's just the degradation. It's the illness. It's a mental illness that we're seeing now, so that people have no regard for themselves. This is part of the culture that is a death culture. It is the actualization of the process of adulteration that started from being fed like kids with hot dogs and hamburgers and all of this that numbs and dumbs the nerve endings and the neurological synapses in the brain, so that you're not able to really feel and see and respect the truth of the divinity of self. And so in our now moment, it's requiring us to really go deeper in terms of how we walk, and to really understand that whatever the diagnosis is, and I keep saying that because sickness and illness is everywhere. It's everywhere, from the cancer, the diabetes, the obesity, the depression, the manic depression. It's just everywhere. And I guess the greatest sickness and illness and disease is not to want to do anything about it. To want to continue to do everything that's created it. But that is the evidence of behavior modification, because there isn't anything natural about one feeling entitled to undermine themselves. And so as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of presence who have to really come to a point where we have the wherewithal to declare and affirm the absolute truth that we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of the absolute. You understand? That's a little different than just saying I'm a child of God. You understand? Now, you can be a child of God, but you still want to be in a place where you exude and you radiate the character of and the virtues of character that are consistent with godliness. And that's hard to do with alcohol is, you know, really become the water content of your body is alcohol. Coming to a point and place where you don't even realize that all of the grains that ferment in your body turn to alcohol. That we're in a place and space where inebriation and intoxication is the real issue of our cellular oppression. And the political, the economic, the spiritual, the religious is all tied to the same thing. And that is the cleanliness of the blood, for everything that we're consuming is going to lay foundation for the quality of our blood. And the spirit is charged upon the blood. So what we're consuming and what is lingering in our tissues that are creating the excess waste that is showing up as excess weight, it is polluted blood. And that polluted blood allows for a distorted thought. And it doesn't matter how much education you've had, how much money you have, it is blockage and obstruction. And that blockage and obstruction internally, and no matter how big or how small you are, you understand the toxicity is colorless, odorless, and tasteless. Now, the cleaner you eat, the more your body's cleansing. And if you don't know how to facilitate opening the channels of elimination so that the toxins that are getting loosened up can get out, then those toxins will reabsorb. And this is why we see so many vegan and vegetarians who've never lost weight. And some who've actually gained weight, because it is the retention of waste. And so the practical application of how do we become a liberated people is our daily respect and reverence that the body is perfectly and divinely designed to be a vehicle and vessel for a spirit that has come from another realm of eternity into this realm through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the sacred fluid of our fathers. And we are here for divine purpose in being the personification of divinity. But nothing here supports us. And that's why I am reminding us that this is foundational in our remembering that there is purpose in being that has nothing to do with being successful business people, successful capitalists, to do everything that the dominating culture has put in place for us to do in terms of the acquisition of paper and coin and digital currencies at the expense of you not knowing how to literally intensify your own life currency. And so I am so grateful and so thankful to be one who cares to address it, to speak to it, to come to a point where we are literally being called to remember and being called to rise, to know that in our now moment, we as women, the man with the womb should be on the front line of closing these people down by raising completely up, by cleansing completely out, and aligning our mind with the divine mind so that we know that we are here to ensure the progression of our lineages. We are here to ensure that those who have come through and those who are given to us as charge have the greatest support in knowing how it is and what it is to be loved and to be cared for and to be nurtured and to be nourished so that they are able to mature into loving, divinely blessed men and women, the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people. You understand? But what these people have us do is like, oh, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, well, I want to be a fireman. Oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I'm going to be a nurse. No, you will be a man or you will be a womb man. And the man is a progenitor of lineages and womb man is perpetuator of lineages. Our occupation does not constitute the reality of the who and the identity of who we are. Our occupation does not constitute the truth of what we are. Our occupation and our career objectives does not address the purpose for why we're here. Our religious indoctrination has not given us a direct line of light to that which is source of our being. Our education has not given us a realization of the perfection of our own bodies and how to nourish it and nurture it and promote consistent cellular repair and regeneration. We are under a global system of oppression that all of the bachelors and the master's degrees and the PhDs and the juris doctors and the judges and the lawyers and everybody supports it. And so at this particular point, those of you who don't have those degrees, those of you who are ready, those of you who know that you are not here to be sick and ill and dying, those of you who don't want to come under the knives, those of you who want to see your children thrive, those of you who want to be in a place and space where as you are growing, you are maturing, you are blossoming as a blessing to the earth, as a woman and a man of God, those of you who know that this time is our time, this time is your time, this time is my time, this time is our step into the timelessness of the eternal order and the establishment of the eternal government, that this time is their time to be finished with this, the killing, the marginalization, the anesthetization, the inebriation, the entire, those are death businesses, and there's death that comes with that. We have to come to a point and place where it matters to us that our hearts are beating, that we're breathing, that this time is our time, and now is our time to really come to this point and place where we are just unapologetic about being in the light of supreme intelligence, because there is nothing that does not see us. The Creator's eye sees through every eye. We are being surveyed. We are being watched. We are being encouraged to come to a point and place where it matters to us. We care to rise up. We care to clear up. We care to cleanse out. We care to exalt a full life's urge. We care to be in a place and space where we know love in truth, love that is not self-sabotage, love that is not in violation of other ones, love that is healing, love that is nourishing, love that is nurturing, love that really is reminding you of the duty, obligation, and responsibility you have by virtue of each and every breath and every beat of your heart. See, these people want you to be in a place and space where you feel like it's okay for you to do stupid stuff. It's okay for you to be as stupid as you want to be, that you could be out of order all the time and then think that you deserve everything to go right for your life. And then you want people to come and help you when you will not help yourself. And so our time is sacred time. Our lives, our blood, our life force, our life currency, our presence is the evidence of divinity personified. We are immersed in nothing but the sacredness and the divinity of existence itself. And there is nothing that these ones can create that is greater than what is already in creation. From the worlds and the realms and the planets and the galaxies and the stars and all of what we see on Mother Earth, she is absolutely freaking amazing. And everything that we require comes from her. And then we don't have the respect of Mother Earth and of mother and of womanhood and of the divine feminine. Now is our time to remember that there is an edict that has been issued from the exalted realm for our obeyance and our obedience. And in this now moment, if you're not in the company of those ones who really care to be in obeyance and obedience, and these are the ones who are influencing you, then you have to go deep within yourself to make commitments. If what I'm saying to you resonates with you, if what you hear of me resonates with you and nobody around you is really on that frequency, but you see that this is the frequency that you want to be on, then you have to really go deeper and reach for it and come to a point and place where you're willing to do that which is going to ensure your progression, that which is going to ensure your dis-ease reversal, that which is going to ensure your elevation, that which is going to ensure your groundedness and foundedness upon the soils of absolute truth, so that you are well planted, that you will rise and you will blossom. You understand? So that as you are literally maturing, maturing requires you to be in a place where you are successful, consistently successful, in doing that which is truly in your best interest. And that which is in your best interest, 9 times out of 10, makes you feel good. That which is in your best interest gives you a sense of fulfillment and accomplishment. That which is truly in your best interest in terms of what it is you're choosing, what it is you're consuming, how it is you're being, how it is you're responding, how are you loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might? How are you honoring the lineages through whom you've come? How are you honoring the presence of God that is always present around you? How are you bathing in the supreme intelligence that you are? Or are you creating more blockage and obstruction through inebriation, intoxication, gluttony, and all of this? You have to get a grip. You have to get a grip. You cannot not do what's in your best interest and shift and change and ensure your progression. Going through changes does not mean that you're progressing. Making changes does not mean that you're progressing. Progression comes as a result of your right alignment with the will of existence for greater expression with it and as it, in love and in light, in wisdom and in truth, on behalf of the whole and our consciously caring to support the wholeness of everything and everybody. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. We are starving for the truth. Starving for the light. Starving for the right response to being marginalized, anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, and filled to overflowing with all manners of regret, disdain, disappointment, discontent, disregard, disrespect. And years of doing that, it literally robs you of the wealth of the divinity, of the sanctity, and the sacredness of your life. And so how you know that you have purpose, what purpose is for you, is you don't have to be paid to do it. I know the value of who it is we actually are on the planet. I know the duty, obligation, and responsibility that we have as men and women to be in a place and space where we are no nonsense about what our obligation is in being upon the planet. And to be in a place and space where our gift is consciously caring to show up in the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are, as these points of the presence of God personified. You understand? See, they don't want us to be that godly. You understand? Godliness is perceived to be something exceptional, but godliness is all there is. We see the trees, we see the birds, we see the clouds, we see the rain, we see the, you understand, it's all God in terms of life itself and the source of life itself. And are coming to this point and place where we are caring to be completely renewed in life itself, not by virtue of the medications, You understand? And the knee replacement and hip replacement and the thigh replacements and all the metal that's being put in our bodies. I'm just saying is that before we get there, we need to really take some time and realize how blessed we actually are and to really honor the blessing of our being. We're at 404-523-8989. I am urging you to realize how much, how you're going to feel the good that you're going to feel within every fiber of your being when you answer the call to contribute, to keeping us and making sure that we are meeting all of our financial responsibilities, which are awesome. 24 hours, 7 days a week with lights and cable and all this stuff. And we're not even getting paid to do this, okay? I'm just saying. There are a couple of people, and we're so grateful for our staff and all of those who are the volunteers, because it's happening. And this is just the ideal of what happens when you have people who are committed to that which they love, and we can find a medium in which we can all contribute. Not for just our own sake, but for the sake of everybody. Everybody is benefiting. Everybody who would take the time to listen is benefiting. Coming to this place and space where we are no nonsense, no compromise, and no foolishness about our now moment in standing on behalf of life. When we hear the news and we see all of the warring, we see and hear all of that which is going on in terms of Israel's war against Palestine and the Gaza, and how all of the governments are supporting it. And we, in response to it, should boycott the death industries. Because the death industries, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, all of the stuff that is making us sick is that which we can stop supporting so that we're able to truly move as one in one accord. See, this is what nobody's really called it. They've not really addressed it in terms of what we have the opportunity to do. Now, if all of those who are engaged in the warring would just know that as a collective, they could make a decision. We are not going to war anymore. They could make a decision. Now, what would they do? When I was a little girl, when the Vietnam War was going on, I used to ask my mom, I said, so why don't the presidents just fight? Why they got to have everybody else's children all involved in it? They don't like each other. Let them kill each other and we put somebody else in office. I'm just saying. Oh, why y'all got to send other people's children into war for something that don't make any sense at all? Because what? Because nobody is designed to be killing. These people are coming back broken. They're coming back having some serious issues. Our wholeness is what we should be supporting. Our wholeness is what we should be loving. Our wholeness is what we should be creating. And you can't do it if there's no intention. And for the churches to sign off on it, you understand, it's like the churches should be raising completely up. But in the raising completely up, we still have to clean completely out. That's the issue, is that we really are not able to come into the fullness of our love, our light, our wisdom, or our truth when our blood is defiled with all manners of toxins. You understand? It's been the pancakes, the waffles, the breads, the biscuits, and all of the dough, all of the mucus that binds those chemicals that's causing the blindness and the deafness, the arthritis, the rheumatism, and whatnot. You know, I've been asking, knocking, and seeking all of my life to understand what was wrong in the world and what needed to be done. And right now, as a mature woman who has been involved in the solutions for over 4.5 decades, I'm encouraging you to realize that you have more power than you can possibly imagine. But the power comes with the power of decision, the power of commitment, the power of care to realize your opportunity in this now moment to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you stand in the light of the truth of the one that you truly are, to the glory of the lineages through whom you've come. And on behalf of the progression of your lineages. we've all given, we're all giving something. We're all participating at some level in this living. But to come to a point where we're making a collective stand on behalf of life, it's not too much and it's not impossible. You understand? It is not impossible. For all of the ones that gathered in 1963 for the March on Washington, all right, and all of those who participated in the boycott of the buses, you understand? They made some headway. But the issue is that with that, they still never ask the right question as to what makes a people feel as though we have no worth and we have no value except in, as commodity and slave unto them. You understand that we have no rights that they have the responsibility to respect. But then what is showing up now and has been obvious for quite some time is that the marginalization was not just about black people. It's about everybody. And those ones who took part in the enslavement, those ones who took part in the hanging and the beating and the raping and the violation, they did not realize that they were in need of liberation also. You understand? They felt like it was their right to be wicked. And wickedness is seeded from the violation of the bloodstream. And so where they say the love of money is the root of all evil, I'm saying no, the love of killing and burning and flesh eating, inebriation, the love of intoxicating and violating the sacred gift of your life is the root of the evil. Because the spirit is charged upon the blood, and the quality of blood is going to be predicated by the quality of nutrient we get. And that which they call food that we have so much access to has no nutrient. We can eat it just like we could chew cardboard and plastic when we were little girls and boys. You understand? It didn't provide us with anything. We just chewing away. You understand? So at this particular point in time, I'm just saying, it's like, no, let's get real about what's needed right now. Right now, I need you to call up at 404-523-8989 and support. Not just free speech. It's that conversation that sows within the seed of the fertility of your mind and your heart, the seeds of right action in our now moment, that we're being called to rise. We're being called to care. We're being called to choose that which is life. We're being called to reverse the issues, to step into the integrity of who we are and whose we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and men, the progenitor of lineages. So in truth, there is not anyone whose purpose in being on the planet is to murder and kill and violate and bastardize and usurp and capitalize and institute systems of oppression as the progression of somebody's world-conquering rampage that is morphed into a global initiative of depopulation and genocide. In zero population, which is why they mandated that your children had to be vaccinated before they could go back to school, and how those spike proteins and all of that would somehow undermine their virility, their fertility, put them in a place where they won't be able to have children. Did Bill Gates tell you that? Now, he let you know. It's all about depopulation. There's too many people on the planet. The planet can't hold. There's too many stupid people on the planet who are not respecting the divinity and the truth of themselves. That's what it really is. You understand? But everybody is gifted with the divinity of being. So it's just about changing our perspective. It's about our coming to a point and place where it matters to us that we show up. It matters to us that we show out. It matters to us that we stand up and we give the intelligence of existence that people refer to as God. Give God the glory of your life, the commitments of your life, consciously caring to walk in the truth of the one that you truly are. Being in a place and space where you care. to be in love with that which is loving you with your whole heart, body, mind, life, and soul. Life is loving you. We are in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present, loving you with the sunshine, the air, the fresh air, the movement, the oceans, the waters, and the tides. Y'all realize we're on a planet that is 80% water spinning in eternity? Lord have mercy. Can you imagine? I want you to imagine that. Close your eyes and realize that we are on a planet that is a biospheric intergalactic spaceship, 80% water spinning in eternity. And these bodies that we're in are cosmically, divinely designed spacesuits. And the system has us in a place where the suits are just filling up with all kinds of stuff. You got fish in there and pig in there and cow in there and turkey in there. And it's all like creating all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you, let's get clean. You got to get cleaned up, Dutta. You got to get cleaned up, brother. You got to clean up the children, too. That's how we clean up the earth. That's how we repent. That's how we get to this place in space where we cannot be in out of a harmony with existence itself. See, that's the issue. You cannot be guaranteed happiness, joy, peace, poise, power, potency when you are not respecting yourself, your cells. That there's order in living. There's order. That the earth is consciously caring to reestablish. So for the volcanoes that are active under the oceans, causing the glaciers to melt, the waters to rise. In our time, we may see so much of the islands flooded. We're losing populations. And I'm saying we can do something about this, but you cannot sit back and act as if it doesn't affect you when it's affecting everybody around you, your children. Are not well. They're already pre-diabetic. They're having cancers. I'm dealing with it all the time. I'm just saying, let us no longer be a detriment to ourselves to be in a place where we understand the power of love. Love is not just an emotional thing. Love is the harmony of the truth, and the truth is that we each are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Love is a power and a force that we can harmonize with when we are exalting a full effort towards our wholeness. But you can't love your cigarettes and your black and miles and your wacky weed and all the stuff you smoke and more than you love your lungs and think that you're going to survive it. You can't love your alcohol more than you love your bloodstream and survive it. You can't love eating the flesh of violated beings more than you love the functioning of your own heart and bloodstream.
Now do you believe?
We've got to come to a better place with ourselves. And we can. And I am always so grateful for those of you who will make the sacrifice of being awake. And for those of you who are alert. You go into your freezer and your freezer is a morgue. You paid for all of that. And none of it is bringing you back to life. None of it is encouraging you and inspiring you and motivating you to remember the divinity of your being. I mean, look at all the things that you spend money on. Are you investing in revitalizing yourself? You understand? And so it has to be spiritual. It has to be mental. You have to hear something different. You cannot just think that just becoming vegan or vegetarian is the do-all of where we are right now. It really isn't. And if it took, and I've been in this community over 45 years, strict vegetarian. So for now, vegan and vegetarianism to be trending at 45 years since I came and started influencing things in people. How long will it take loving God with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might to be trending? You understand? See, that's the key. Now, everybody heard that. Thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. You heard that. right? Thou shalt honor your mother and father. You heard that. Thou shalt ask and it will be given, to knock and the door will be open, to seek and you would find, through fasting and prayer the desires of your heart will be granted. And y'all heard all of that, right? Are you doing any of it? Or are you reaching for the medications? Oh, I gotta have my high blood pressure meds. Oh, they're not working. Oh, they're making me dizzy. Oh, they're making, I'm just saying, those meds are really messing people up. That's why so many are on dialysis now. I'm just saying, we are under a global initiative of marginalization, disenfranchisement, sickness, illness, disease, adulteration, violation, and we do not have to participate with it. We're in a place and space where you can support community radio that gives my voice, particularly in this now moment, and so many other ones who are bringing love to the station to talk about all of the issues that affect us all over the world, because we're all interconnected. And for you to think that you're not impacted and affected by what's going on over here, what's going on over there, it's just not true. The issue for us, it's coming to a point and place where we care to be realigned in the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are, so that we are more influential and more impactful and more effective than all of the foolishness. I almost said something. All of the foolishness that's going on out here that is like marginalization. We should not be supporting our own demise. You understand? And when people that we know and love who work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, when they have to get laid off because ain't nobody buying. You understand? Ain't nobody buying that stuff. Right. So, no. Then you have a chance to get out of your contracts of enslavement called employment and begin to literally realign yourself with purpose and duty, responsibility and destiny, in remembering who you are, whose you are. The prodigal children returning home into the mind of God, the house of God, getting that pineal gland. See, when they talk about decalcifying the pineal gland, you got to literally clean every other part of your body. Your whole system has to be clean. Don't be focusing on just decalcifying your pineal gland. That's really where the root of the house of God actually is, when it becomes truly vibrational. So we're getting that direct download of insight, intuition, guidance, you understand, discernment, judgment, and whatnot. But you have to have a clean temple. Your body is your home. It is the temple for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. That is our truth. We were never here to be slave and commodity under a people who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no care for themselves, because there is only one self. So if you can be murderous and lying and oppressive to anybody else, then you are going to receive that multiplied. They don't get it. The law is exact. It's not rocket science. The issue is, how do we show up? How are we gifting? How are we honoring? How are we reverencing? How are we respecting? But it's very difficult to do that when you are addicted to lust and passion and things that are base in desire. You understand? That's the manipulation that so much of the psychological and behavior modification has put people in, a place where sisters feel like, okay, well, I can't get a job, so I'm going to go, and I'm cute, I got a nice body, and so I'm going to strip, and I'm going to appeal to the base nature of a man. Many men who are married and they got women at home, they got children at home, but then they're going to put money all up in your G-strings and all of that for a thrill, and we can do better. I'm just saying, we really can do better. Being mindful of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being is a requisite for where we are now. This is not about being black. It's not about being white. It's not about hue. It's not about your sexuality. It's about being. All being is intelligence. All being is sacred. Every being and everyone has the right to their lives. But we have to care. So when they talk about Black Lives Matter, all life matters. The chicken's life matters.
The environment matters. The oceans, the rivers, the streams, the seas, everything matters. So we have this interconnectedness with all of life on the planet. So if you're a detriment to yourself, then that means you're a detriment to everybody else. Redeemed.
Reconciled. Harmonized. Within the will of existence. That which is we call in God is the intelligence of existence, the source of all being, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. But be in a place and space where you're dwelling in your gratitude and your thanksgiving for the opportunity to do what other ones did not know to do. They didn't know to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated as the political power. You understand? Because there is no political consciousness that is greater than vivid self-expression and self-representation as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so we want to give thanks for the rise of humanity from the ditches and valleys of degradation, from the adulteration, from the sickness, illness, and disease. We cannot be complicit, complacent, or co-conspirating with it and survive it. So we're giving thanks for all of the voices and all of the languages of all of the cultures all over the world, because we are being united with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. Because there is no way in hell, within the earth, or upon the earth that wickedness and evil and those who are the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death is multi-trillion dollar business. No way they can prosper, and no way that they will survive this. I'm the one to remind you, this is our time to really dwell in the timelessness of the now moment of eternity. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. This has been the meeting of the Inner Circle with Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Have a blessed night.